Chapter 12. Calrissian Nunba Mines, Kessel.
The pit, Hans said, is what happens when an atmosphere plant sits on one spot for a few years. It digs up stones that have oxygen and nitrogen in them. It cracks the stone, spitting the dust out through the hole onto an ever-growing sandhill and spewing the gases up into the sky. Meanwhile, the hole underneath gets bigger and bigger until they have to dismantle the facility and move it. On Kessel, sometimes those pits punch their way into cavern systems.
And if explorers find spice, a mine is born, Leia said.
Han nodded, gloomy. Below, the shaft was ringed by a set of lights indicating a specific mine level. Descending past it, their vehicle lights revealed a large metal door in the side of the shaft just above the illuminating ring, suggesting that a side tunnel continued beyond the door. Many meters farther down, they could see another such ring. On the passenger side monitor, Leia brought up a schematic map of the mine complex.
So let me get this straight. The energy spiders feed on energy, drain it right out of living things?
Uh-huh.
And they also spin webs to trap their prey.
Well, mostly they sort of spit the webs up on the rock surfaces. They don't usually spin them in the open air, though they sometimes spin lines to climb.
Where does the mass for the webs come from? And the mass to let the spiders grow? Not from matter-energy conversion. They couldn't be absorbing that much energy.
Han shook his head.
They eat a certain amount of stone. Kessel is laced with veins of rill, and rill is one of the major components of Glitterstim.
Neither as effective nor as rare a spice as Glitterstim, rill was a mineral found on several worlds, notably Ryloth, home planet of the Twi'leks. As information about the energy spiders had been released over the years by Lando's mining company, Han had kept up with it, out of a sense of horrified fascination. They passed another two light rings during that exchange. Leia tracked their progress on her diagram.
How low are we going to go?
All the way to the bottom, or until you feel something.
Nothing yet.
We could just go back up again, grab Alana and go home.
I feel something.
What?
Irritation. Stop trying to slither out of this mission.
Han sighed. They descended in silence for a while. Eventually, the speeder's lights illuminated rough stone all around and below. The end of the shaft. And there were no tunnels, artificial or natural, branching from it. Han increased power to the repulsors, and they rose toward the next light ring up, the lowest tunnel entrance. As they hovered outside the metal door, Leia touched a control on the board before her. The door slid open, revealing a dark, tile-floored chamber beyond.
Still, Han said, it's much better than the first time I was down here. Doors open when you want them to, and the mine manager gives you drinks and weapons instead of sending someone to kill you.
That's progress.
The tile-floored chamber was a ready room. Banks of lockers held equipment the miners would use in their work. There was no one present. Lando had said he was keeping all personnel out of the mine until the situation was resolved, and for some reason Han found the lack of people additionally unsettling. If he and Leia had to run from a monster they couldn't kill, there would be no nasty guards to distract the beasts. Han preferred to have slower-moving people behind him in situations like that. They moved out of the ready room into a chamber where mine cars waited. The little train of six open-top cars sat on the dusty stone floor, but if activated, they would rise on repulsor lifts, resembling a flying centipede. The cars looked like original equipment from Han's first visit to Kessel. Another large metal door at the far end of the chamber slid open at Leia's transmitted signal, giving them access to the mine tunnels themselves.
Don't worry, Leia said. This isn't one of the feeding regions. Reduces the odds that we'll run into a spider here.
Feeding regions?
The last door slid shut behind them. Now only the speeder's lights kept total darkness at bay. Hair tried to stand up on the back of Han's neck. He smoothed it down.
To help control the movements of the energy spiders and give the miners some predictable sights to look for spice, Lando and Nia Nunba send processed rill and incendiary devices into specific shafts in rotation. While the spiders are eating in one area and spinning new webs there, the miners go to areas where they were before and get fresh spice. This, Leia gestured, indicating their surroundings, is not one of the tunnels in rotation.
All that's on the map?
No. The map just says where the feeding zones are right now. I looked up what it meant in the prospectus Tendra gave me.
Prospectus?
You know, a business plan document, used among other things to persuade people to invest.
Han looked at her alarmed.
Did you want to invest in this?
Leia sighed. No, it was a convenient source of information, and that's why Tendra gave it to me. But I suppose I could invest in all the businesses that have brought you so much happiness over the years. For instance, Jabba the Hutt's trade empire.
He's dead. You killed him.
Yes, but his business lives on. Or how about some of the Death Star manufacturing subcontractors?
Stop it.
Maybe just the folk who make trash compactors. Everyone needs trash compactors. Oh, and frozen in carbonite dream vacations.
Han just gritted his teeth, determined to wait her out. Ahead, the tunnel forked. Leia consulted her map, tracing the two routes with a fingertip.
This one, the lower one, Lando has marked as one of the places Tendra and Nian planted sensors. This other one, which doesn't go as deep but heads off westward at an odd angle, hasn't been recently explored. Let's try that one.
Is that just random interest or a presentiment in the Force?
Random. She paused, and a look of mild surprise crossed her face. Both, maybe.
Han turned left into the tunnel she indicated.